Our guest analyst this afternoon, Money Farm owner Allison Thompson. Allison, we saw a grain market. We're finally getting a little bit of movement here in this market.
Yes, finally. It really kicked it into gear this week and looks like we're going to be closing with some good gains here this week. We do have options expiring on the May contracts tomorrow, so that might give us a little bit of pressure actually going into the weekend. But honestly, after a strong sessions this week, it really wouldn't be surprising to see a bit of a pullback. But it seems even pullbacks are being bought. We were lower, significantly lower, double digits lower in soybeans early in the session, but actually came back and are going to be seeing some gains in the deferred contracts, which is really good to see. So any pullbacks are definitely being bought, but they are buying into a weather market. We're talking about a system that just started showing up on radar today that is expected to get some rain across the Corn Belt and obviously missing some of those key areas of the winter wheat. And with drought areas expanding there in today's drought monitor, it definitely is looking like a bit of concern here for the winter wheat market. So they're leading gains along with Minneapolis up double digits. Chicago's following that. And corn's definitely been a follower as well. We are still hearing about some flooding potential in parts of the Corn Belt, which could definitely slow down planting progress for a week. Some are even talking 2 weeks. But again, we're talking about a weather market. So we're seeing some premium come in, which is great to see. I hope everyone's taking advantage of it because with a weather market, it can obviously change very quickly. So depending on how the system develops here going into the weekend and what happens over the weekend, it'll really dictate our prices come next week.
It's hard to give move a market a whole lot, though, on planting delays, isn't it?
Yeah, this early. It's definitely early to be talking about planting delays. We're not even at the end of April yet, but it is coming. We can definitely see it. So depending on how much rain they get, I mean, they're talking some areas could get 3+ inches of rain. So it'll be very important to actually see those total amounts that come out here this week. And then again, we're in a futures market, so they're always looking ahead as well. So those two-week forecasts seem to be the optimal window of what they like to look at as far as the forecast. So if we're going to be seeing more rains or if it's going to start turning drier, markets will definitely react to that here shortly.
Sure. Saw a wild ride in the livestock market today, too.
Yeah, no kidding. That one's kind of been back and forth. It has been quite the ride, though, this week. But we did open lower on the livestock side and actually coming out with some decent gains here to finish the day, especially on mixed news. You know, we have outside markets that are moving lower, and we're continuing to hear about this bird flu spreading and then potentially seeing some countries actually limit the states that some of their imported cattle are coming from. So there's a lot of unknown pieces moving the market around, but obviously it seems to be a buying and they're obviously correcting off of those initial headlines. So I'm thinking that we're going to see a period of price discovery here, especially in the cattle markets, until the cash kind of figures out where we need to be. And that's probably what it'll follow. And hogs kind of doing the opposite thing. They're down about $1 today too, but they've had a pretty strong ride here as well. Outside markets, the stocks are definitely lower. Obviously, talk of inflation here going forward. Getting some economic reports today definitely didn't help that out. They've been holding losses all day, but that is kind of a good thing, though, for our greens and commodity markets in general. It usually is supportive. So actually, crude turned higher, which definitely helps us out, too, and the dollar is down.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
I just make sure that we're taking advantage of this rally that we've got, either be looking at some old crop, even some new crop sales, especially on corn and wheat. But otherwise, I mean, I hope markets continue to go up and we can average up from here on sales.
The Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.